Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Welcome to the show. We are coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are. We are without Scott again today. And that's probably going to be the case for the foreseeable future. He'll be back, but yeah. It's
foreseeable future.
Yeah, who knows what? I mean, he said he might be back today, and then something happened, and he couldn't be here. So I think that's going to be the case for a while.
Yeah,
and
he's driving the roller skates, so they're not going to catch him.
That's true. That's very true.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, he does pretty good with that roller skate.
Mm-hmm. We talk about anything and everything on this show, and if you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
I'm Brian Drake. That's Ziggy. To my right and your left, we got Coach. How's it going,
Coach? Hey.
All right. And a lot of stuff to go hit today. I got a great crazy on the way that also involves a business opportunity. So maybe we can all invest in that. We have Trump pulling a fast one on a federal judge who said, no, you can't deport these criminal migrants. And Trump did it anyway. AI is still in its infancy. It's giving out wrong answers to questions about it has a 60% failure rate right now.
Ooh.
Stranded astronauts, they're going to be on their way home. Probably by the time this airs, they will be home. But right now, the rescue ship is docked. And we got a bunch of Hollywood people upset about Utah.
Yep.
We have the nation has a new millionaire who earned his money by scalding his balls with hot Starbucks coffee. So we'll get to that.
That's all it takes?
That's all it takes now.
Damn.
Yeah. By the way, this is episode 92. We are 8 episodes away from 100.
Let's go.
Yeah. So that'll be exciting when we hit that. And then I think May is our 2-year anniversary.
Oh, wow.
So hopefully Scott's back by then. And
he'll be back by then.
Yeah. Because I would hate to have our anniversary show without him here. I would hate to have episode 100 without him here. So
it's true,
right? Yeah. So we need to. We need Scott back.
He's kind of like our rudder, right?
Yeah. Yeah. There's
our moral rudder,
the moral compass. Yeah.
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 Really so who would not allow me to say somebody had scalded his balls? So
Well, he might have allowed you to say it, but there would have been consequences.
That's right. Well, we always start with a crazy on the way, silly things that happened to us on the way here the morning of or in the days prior. Mine happened yesterday. So Sarah, my wife, and I, we went to go get lunch across the street from the house. There's a little complex with a bagel shop there. And outside in the parking lot, there is a very long line of Tesla chargers. There's got to be...
Are they new or...?
Yeah, they just installed a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
So there was this...
They're doing that everywhere now.
Yeah.
They're more and more popping up.
That's right. So we had a long line of electric cars. It was mostly Teslas. There was one electric Mustang wedged in there. And I'm like, you know, there's a bunch of people sitting by themselves in their cars doing nothing. Why isn't somebody...
Stop. Hold on. Stop.
Okay.
They're in Teslas.
Yeah.
There's a myriad of things to do while you're sitting there in your Tesla.
So all right.
Don't they can be watching movies. They could be playing video games.
Okay.
They could be watching Netflix. Watching YouTube. They could be TikToking.
I understand.
There's a lot they could be doing
okay.
in there.
Because
And then there's the unmentionables.
Then there's the unmentionables.
What they could also be doing, though, is buying snacks from the Brian Drake snack cart that is showing up at these things here. I mean, there's that charging station. There's a new one in Pleasanton that you told me about. There's actually another one right across the street at the Lucky Shopping Center that is usually full. And I'm like, this is a wasted entrepreneurial opportunity here. And not only can we sell snacks, we can organize Tesla-related events, like a Tesla singles night, like charge your car and charge your love life. I've got all kinds of ideas.
Why are you kidding?
Yeah. So what I need now is investors. Right. So are you guys going to throw in?
Well, you know, being the only Tesla owner here, and now, you know, 7 years I've been a Tesla owner. I mean, I there's some method to your madness.
Okay.
Because I've always thought it was kind of odd. You get and these charging stations areas are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Like mm-hmm. the one in Pleasanton literally has like 25 chargers right over here by Sozo.
Right.
Yeah. And it's it's pretty busy. But I always thought it was really odd those places don't have garbage cans and they don't have restrooms, even like a porta potty, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is, you know, you, if you got a gas powered car, you stop at the gas station, you
right.
get a Coke, take a pee, mm-hmm. you know, get your gas.
Yeah.
But, you know, so these charging stations tend to have garbage because people, you know, you're sitting around. Oh, clean this up. Oh, there's no can. They throw it on the ground. So missed opportunity for sure.
Yeah.
Now, if you had like, you know, 10 little carts and people to manage those, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's a missed opportunity. Somebody's going to, you know. Somebody's going to figure this out too. And actually, I mean, you could have, you know, you can make
have
it happen.
A, could be all inclusive. You could have a little. You could have a little food cart with yeah. a porta potty hooked up to it and a garbage can. Take care of all. You know what?
That sounds like yeah.
In one swell foop.
One swell foop.
Yeah, we'll set up a hot dog cart and
yeah.
all kinds of stuff. There. Yeah. Start making money hand over fist.
Yeah.
You know, who needs to? I mean, I can quit my job and do that. In fact, I'll just wait till I get laid off because I want my severance package. But then, instead of finding another job, I'll get the hot dog cart and go around to the charging stations all day.
It's funny. I had a tech that used to work for me that was from New York, and he did that in New York for years mm-hmm. and made a ton of money.
Yeah,
yeah,
oh yeah. I think he ended up with like four carts.
Oh wow!
And made a decent living.
Nice.
Selling hot dogs.
Yeah, yep. And it's all cash.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, owned a house in New York, and I mean, he was doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, he wanted to do it out here. He never did.
Oh, okay. Well, that's mine. What do you guys got?
Brian Drake's Tube Steaks.
Brian Drake's Electric Hot Dogs. Because, you know, you got your electric car, you're going to need the electric hot dog.
Brian Drake's electric.
Brian Drake's
tube steaks.
Electric tube steaks.
No, it'd be Brian Drake's Wiener Mobile.
Kind of like a wiener, only smaller.
Charge your car, get you. Charge your car, get a wiener. Yeah. Well, coach liked that one.
Oh boy!
So, all right. So, what do you guys got?
After that, I got nothing.
You got nothing. Okay.
That's enough.
Oh my goodness!
Ziggy, anything from you?
No.
No. Okay. Well, let's go to this criminal migrant story because it's a good one. And of course, I have to pronounce the name of the president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele. Bukele. Anyway, him and Secretary of State Marco Rubio celebrate deportations after judge fails to help Atrandi Aragua criminals. President Donald Trump's deputies deported 261 criminal migrants to detention centers in El Salvador, beating a U.S. judge's desperate attempt to block the international enforcement of the nation's immigration laws. Secretary of State Marco Rubio thanked the president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, for accepting 238 Venezuelan migrants. Quote, we have sent two dangerous top MS-13 leaders plus 21 of its most wanted back to face justice in El Salvador. Also, as promised by POTUS, we sent over 250 alien enemy members of Tran de Aragua, which El Salvador has agreed to hold in their very good jails at a fair price that will also save our taxpayer dollars.
Nice.
So what happened was Trump wanted these guys out of here,
let me, real quick, isn't Tran de Aragua, isn't that the group that took over that apartment building in Colorado? Or
might have been. Might have been. That's a good question.
I think it was.
Okay. But this sleight of hand had to happen because Trump wanted to use the 1798 Alien Enemies Act to speed up the deportation. A U.S. District Judge James Boasberg, though, tried to block the repatriation. He said here, the story is the federal judge has ordered an immediate hold on efforts by President Trump to quickly deport Venezuelan nationals under a rarely used wartime powers intended to resist a foreign invasion.
Which this is, by the way.
Yeah, yep. And he demanded the return of planes already headed to Central America. Well...
Oh, Trump, did he really?
Trump did, yeah.
So, tell him to turn around.
Yeah, yeah. So there's this federal judge and even the ACLU got involved. They're trying to, you know, protect criminals and keep them here in the States. And the president was like, nah, bro, and sent him away anyway.
But so here's my problem. This is, unfortunately, reminds me of referees in soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Is there no recourse against this judge?
That's a good question. Yeah. Because federal judges I know they're appointed. I don't know if they're appointed for life, but if there is a process of recalling them, it is a very difficult one.
I mean, because you know what it doesn't say here in any way, shape, or form is why.
Yeah.
Why does he think that? Straight up.
Because I mean, Orange Man bad. That's why.
But I mean, it's craziness. That's my point.
Absolutely.
And this guy's a judge. Yeah. These are MS-13 members and...
violent gang members.
Yeah, it's like...
Committing crimes on U.S. soil.
What the hell are we doing here?
Yeah.
And he can do that with impunity.
Mm-hmm.
With no consequence. And that's insanity to me.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Very much so. But Trump isn't having it, so they're gone.
Nice.
Craziness.
Yeah. Let's see. Here's a tweet by the El Salvadoran president here. The headline in the New York Post, Fed judge orders deportation flights carrying alleged Venezuelan gang members to return to U.S., blocks Trump from invoking Alien Enemies Act. And the president just posted, oopsie, too late.
Oopsie. That's awesome.
Sorry. That's ridiculous.
Now, one thing I don't understand is why we're paying El Salvador to put these guys back in jail. That is not explored in the article.
I mean, I know when they're in our jail, they cost a
lot.
A tremendous amount. It's a huge burden.
Yeah.
But they're their criminals.
Mm-hmm.
And it does, in this article, suggest that they're there on charges in their own countries as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So why we would be paying for them?
Yeah. So they
just like, let's make a deal.
Right. So they escaped from there, came here. We sent them back. And
sent them back.
Yada, yada, yada. And this is what we voted for.
Yes.
And I don't see anything wrong with it.
But I mean, that's my point. It's like the people have spoken. Everybody agrees with this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, again, and if it's going to go to court, it should go to the Supreme Court. We should be done with it.
Right.
This is constitutional or it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're there for. Right. And,
you
know, there's always loopholes and this and that, but that's what we pay them for.
Yes, indeed.
But, you know, I guess it takes a while to get up there.
It does. Yeah. And, you know, and after so many years of not winning, you know, and having to deal with this situation that the previous administration allowed to happen and never did anything about, it is nice to finally see that we are cleaning things up and trying to set things right once again. It's not over. There's still a whole lot of bad guys that need to be kicked out of the country, but this is a good start.
Yeah.
Well, I was listening to some numbers the other day about, you know, Biden's last days and Biden's middle-of-the-road days and Biden's first days and how many people were crossing the borders and those... And now there's, I mean, it's basically zero or very close.
Yeah.
I mean, we've.
Yeah. Well, they're bringing quotes from guys that have been kicked out saying, you know, don't come here illegally.
Yeah.
You know? they're telling the others
in the
home country. Yeah. Don't come to the U.S. anymore.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
It's good. That's good.
Wasn't that the desired
effect?
Outcome?
Outcome. Yes. Yeah. That's exactly it.
Just can't wrap my head around the people who have a problem with it.
Even just that though.
It's
people
the
have a problem with it, but people have a problem with it and do these things, just like this. You know, again, I'm still, and it'll probably be the dust will have to settle.
Mm-hmm.
But have you guys listened to Governor Haircut and Charlie Kirk?
No. No, I've heard about it, but I haven't.
It's wonderful.
Okay.
And then Charlie Kirk has now reproduced that interview in its entirety and now has a second version where he's talking in the spaces.
Oh, so he's doing commentary on the interview.
On his own interview.
Okay, okay.
And it's they're both, it's very civil.
All right.
Yeah. But he comes back in later, and he's, you know, he's and gives them props where they where it's due,
mm-hmm.
but rips them apart.
Very good.
We got to go on a break, but yeah. I want to finish this after we come back.
Okay. All right. Back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach. Back with you. No Scott today. He is taking care of some things. On the run. The usual shenanigans.
Scotty's on the
driving
run.
The Mini Cooper, skating around.
That's right.
No so, one catch sure me if you can. Who was that? Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, God. That was a DiCaprio movie. Tom Hanks was in it.
Yep.
It was a long time ago. So, Coach, before the break, you were talking about the Charlie Kirk interview with Gavin Newsom, and you had some other thoughts on it.
I just thought it was wonderful.
Oh, okay.
just wonderful because, again, they were having a really civil discourse,
yeah. mm-hmm.
but Charlie wasn't letting them get away with some of the BS, right? Shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
Just his... He even made some comments, you know, oh, you're going to give me this slick answer and this and that and blah, blah, blah. But his, again, the second one that he released with his commentary, and he was very, he's like, yeah, that wasn't true. He didn't mean that,
mm.
you know, and he, at the end, he did a synopsis where he thinks, you know, he's that chameleon. He's, yep. his eye is on the president. And I don't fault him that, but, you know, he doesn't really have a stand on anything.
Wow.
And that was Kirk's takeaway, is that he doesn't really believe in much other than that he wants to be president.
Hmm.
That's what he believes in.
So it's kind of like Ted Kennedy back in the day. It's like you don't know why you want to be president. You just want the title.
And yep. and he's going to go with – that's why he's now making this kind of shift to the middle,
mm-hmm.
because clearly – based on what's happened this year, you better be shifting towards the middle, or yeah. you ain't.
Yeah, but have you noticed nobody's talking about the situation in Los Angeles anymore? So there's there's no focus on that.
They are, and he got Gavin to admit a ton of stuff.
Oh,
that's actually causing problems for Gavin and the Dems.
Yeah, right? That'll come back.
He's broken. He's broken ranks.
Oh, okay. Right.
On three or four different occasions in this interview, women in sports. I mean, that's the other thing too, and I think the timing was weird, so he didn't really get to hit him with that as much as he wanted to. Some of the bills that haircut passed,
mm-hmm.
but also the vote, where literally every single, and they talk about these 80-20 issues, right?
Yeah.
Where it's 80-20 against, and the Dems are still voting for stuff.
Yeah.
Where clearly 80% of the country believes in this
right.
and wants this. So they're just... regardless of what the country thinks or their own constituents, they're going to do what they're against the evil orange man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's ridiculous.
It is.
But he got him to admit a few things. Women and men and women's sports was one of them.
Yeah.
Oh no, I agree. That's bad.
Hmm.
Although he had passed some things in California
right.
that supported that.
Right.
And he brought that up, and it was, I'm telling you, it's really, really worthwhile.
All right.
Listen to the second one with his commentary.
Right.
So then you don't got to listen to it twice. But
all right.
It's. I mean, you can tell he's, that's you know, so he is a career, which for me, that, and it finally, I've always thought it was a dirty word. And now I think it is truly a popular and dirty word, career politician.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know, and people have absolutely. Really finally decided that, yeah. I mean, anybody that really wants to be president, like haircut, for the sake of wanting to be president,
right.
you're suspect
mm-hmm.
right away.
Yeah.
Right away. Who wants this job?
Right.
I mean, again, especially when you're talking about, they talk about, oh, the country's being run by billionaires, and it's always been run by billionaires.
And he's not
stupid people,
and he's not poor either. I mean,
oh no,
he could afford a multi-million-dollar mansion in Marin County to make sure one of his kids could go to a school.
He brings up the French laundry. I'm talking in the interview,
right?
Yeah. And haircut's like, yeah, you know, now you guys keep weaponizing. It's like. We don't weaponizing it. This was a flat lie on your part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, you know, it's like you guys were never going to let that go. Well, no.
We're not going to let it go. Because
you were making the rest of us do something else.
Yeah, you said one thing and did something else. Yeah,
yeah, no, it's. I'm telling you, listen to it. It's really. All right. And those of you listen, you know, the three of you that are listening to us right now.
That was 10.
Okay. Yeah, 10. Yeah, 10.
Tens of listeners.
Tens of listeners. Tens of listeners. Listen to that interview. It's pretty interesting.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah.
Well,
can't wait to see his campaign. Like, hey, I trashed Frisco. I trashed California.
Yeah, I know.
Let me trash the country.
He even brings up when they cleaned up San Francisco when Xi Jinping came or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And he was like, so clearly you could have done that all along. No,
they really didn't clean up anything. They just moved the homeless somewhere else.
That's a big question mark. Nobody knows what happened, but it was beautiful for a week.
Yeah. No, they moved them to Pier 39, and they're still there.
Yeah. My goodness.
I always said, well, I'll say it out into the ether, you know, we closed all these military bases in California. Always wondered, and they're all set up for humans with bunks and all kinds of infrastructure.
Yep. Yeah,
why didn't we turn those into homeless things?
There's no willingness to do so. Number one, number two, the homeless like being homeless, so they wouldn't go anyway.
I know,
but
it would have been if you're going to say you can't be. Have these tent cities under bridges and here and there. Here's places where you can go.
Yeah.
And you're required to go there. Mm-hmm. Hell, we could deport them into the military bases. Yeah, you don't get to be. I mean, we have that problem here on this campus, right?
Yeah.
Ship them up with some basic training.
Well, they could be the tip of the spear, baby. All right, you guys are going in first.
Yeah.
All right, let's switch over to our stranded astronauts that have been stuck on the space station for 8 months. NASA astronauts Sunita Williams and Barry Wilmore have been on the International Space Station more than 8 months, even though they expected to only stay 8 days.
Gilligan's Island Space Edition.
Yeah, no kidding. Their replacements have finally arrived. The relief crew docked with the ISS after midnight Sunday, after 2 days of delays, and they should be by the time this show airs on Saturday night on Radio Slot, they should be home. But they've got to wait a couple of days for the return trip because of the windows and et cetera, weather, all that. Yeah.
Those ships have windows in them?
No, it's a launch. It's NASA refers to it as a launch.
Do they have screens on those?
No, it's a launch window. It's a space of time where they can't fly at any other point other than that particular time.
The window of opportunity,
something like that. I've never understood it, but yeah, they have to. They can't just come back right away. They've got to wait for the right time. So that's
science.
Yeah, it's
science.
Yeah, it's a 2-day handover period, and then they'll
That'd
be heading home.
That'd be a good soundbite. Science.
Oh, it says their return trip could be as early as March 19th. So a couple days away. And
let's hate on Elon for a while. You know, I want to hate on him. Let's do
it. Welcome back, Connor.
But they're coming back because of Elon. But
I know.
Yeah. So why do we want to hate on him?
Because everybody does. And you know, I'm gonna. This is my soapbox.
No, we need to.
No,
we
this
need
is
to,
my soapbox.
We need
I'm
to reverse
stand,
it.
I'm gonna stand. No,
no, we
they're
need
not
to stand.
Gonna, and I'm gonna stand on this soapbox. Here, you know what? Here's this guy. He's so evil. He's firing everybody. He's doing all this, and the reality is he's not doing anything. He's finding things. Yep. He's you know what? And Trump is the one pulling triggers.
And he's getting stuff done, and which I appreciate.
You know, and of course, not NASA and Boeing.
Oh yeah,
the old guard who's always been there. I mean, they're transport vehicle, whatever, rocket ship, went up there.
Completely failed.
And they said, you know what? We don't want to put humans on this.
Yeah.
It went up and came back.
Right.
Yeah.
But it was so glitchy, they weren't going to put humans on it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my bad.
Because they didn't want it blowing up on reentry.
So, you know, I go back to, let's just say thank you to Elon.
Thank you.
For all the things that he
His spaceship works.
Thanks for all
his
the memories.
His everything works. That's,
Whoa.
Well, you
more
got a point
on
there.
That after the break. Yeah. Huh?
Hey. Bullshit. What has he done that's not worked?
You're right. Yeah, his stuff, you know, his stuff works. The private sector can get it done where government has failed. Yeah, absolutely.
And isn't that, you know, again, that goes right to the heart of Doge.
Mm-hmm.
Government has always failed. They've always bought $600 toilet seats and $900 hammers.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, we're going to stop doing that.
Yeah.
Only because of Trump and Elon.
That's right. All right, we got to take a break. Back for more after this.
So bucks.
Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com.
You guys said his private sector's working.
Well, it is. It's working in more ways than one.
Keep digging.
What do you know about his private sector?
I don't know anything.
Look at his eyes.
I noticed you guys were looking at me. So wait a minute. No, why are they looking at me for? No, I thought Ziggy was going to answer that question. So
no, he asked it.
I'm not
you.
The one who said it.
You know, I had a thought. I think we should start having Scott here every other time, so he can reel us back in, and then we can go back out into the ether, and then he can reel us back in.
Right. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
Well, you know, speaking of Doge and federal funding being removed, we have one story here out of the Bay Area.
Ooh.
So in other words, pretty close to home here. Several organizations that help provide shelter and food in the Bay Area are sounding the alarm after they say millions in federal funding has been paused. United Way Bay Area said it learned on Monday, March 10th, that $117 million in federal funding for the Emergency Food and Shelter Program, including $2.5 million intended for the Bay Area, are paused indefinitely. United Way noted that these funds were awarded in April of 24 and approved by Congress. The Emergency Food and Shelter Program is run by FEMA. United Way Bay Area is charged with distributing the funds to local nonprofits. So they're having a hard time getting food out to people who need it right now. Are we cutting too fast and maybe need to slow down and examine things a little bit? Or do poor people need to stop being poor?
As we say in our church, it's both.
Okay.
Both. Right?
You know, if these people would stop spending money on Starbucks and avocado toast, they might be able to afford groceries.
Get right?
They need to pull themselves up by their bootstraps and get a fifth or a sixth job.
Okay. Back the F up. As we were just discussing, I think it was off camera, off mic. An exorbitant amount of homeless people, what do they want?
A free ride.
They want to be homeless. They don't want to.
Yeah, they like it.
If you produced a place for them to stay, a lot of them want that lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't want something else for them. Period.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a ton that you know love the, hey, I got a buddy, he's one of the best guitar players known to man, and he likes being homeless.
Wow.
Yep.
Chooses it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he actually was staying at my house for a number of years and got tired of the structure.
Mm-hmm. It has some appeal, but I don't, well,
not
you know,
to me,
I don't feel like, you know, smelling bad and going to the bathroom in an alley, you know.
That's right.
But
everyone's got their kink.
But you know, and Drake's got a bunch. But
hey, now that's another show.
It is. We should. Yeah.
But, no, we shouldn't.
But to your point though, when you're have all this rampant ridiculous spending. Yeah, when you turn off the faucet, there's probably going to be some good stuff, important stuff, necessary stuff that's put on hold while you sort that out. There's so much to, you know, and I mean, again, it's my understanding that, that Elon and Doge and that whole group are working tirelessly overtime. There's some understanding that he's sleeping on the floor in one of the office buildings there. And seriously, that they're just, and there's so much to go over. Yeah, there's going to be some stuff that is put on hold indefinitely. And, you know, that's means exactly what it means until it's not. But I think that's the cost of doing this.
Yeah, the food bank says here, the need for free food resources is greater now than ever. For example, they noted that in for the entire year of 2024, the nonprofit saw more than 500 families come to them for food on 3 days. In February 2025 alone, she said the nonprofit saw more than 500 families come in.
You said 500 and then 500.
Yeah, that's what the article says. In 2024, it was more than 500. Hang on. Yeah, you're right, because I'm trying to sort this. So the entire year of 2024, the nonprofit saw more than 500 families come to them for food, you know, 3 days a week.
Yeah.
In 2025 alone, she said
February,
the nonprofit saw more than 500. That's not written very well.
Yeah.
But the point is, the need is very great right now, apparently, and they're at a, and they lost.
The need's always been great.
Yeah, it and they lost this money.
Be great.
Right. So
I get it.
Yeah. So it's like, is this something that needs to be refunded at a later date after we sort things out, or are they just shit out of luck?
Do you think it will be?
I think it probably will be.
Of course it will be. Yeah.
Of course it will.
Of course. But right now they're trying to. Right now we've got, you know, the Dutch boy putting his
finger in the dike,
digits in the hole in the dike, you know? And they got a toe over here and a finger over here. Yeah, when you're trying to stop the bleeding, you stop the bleeding and
reformat.
The director of the food bank is like, I'm afraid that when the day comes, we're going to run out of food and turn someone away. Said, well, stop being poor.
Stop. Learn to code, huh?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Learn to code.
Learn to code.
Anyway. Yeah, but no, that that's. I mean, I understand putting it on hold. I mean, that's stuff.
I go back to haircut. How many billions did we spend in 2024 on the homeless?
Mm-hmm.
And he's got some czar. I don't know if you remember who came out with that. There was a list of about six or eight or ten people that were making $250,000 a year to administrate all this billions of dollars.
Yeah, and not solving anything.
And but so then the next year they come and they say, they put their hand out, they say, now we need X more billions of dollars.
Yeah.
There's no accountability. What did you do with the money?
Mm-hmm.
What was, so yeah, it's an experiment, right? Yeah. You got this much money. Where did it go?
Yeah.
Here, and here. What was the result of that? No, we're just going to give you more money.
Mm-hmm. Well, now maybe there'll be some accounting and we'll get things
it's just
squared away,
simple,
at least until the next Democrat
craziness.
That comes.
It's like, no, that didn't work. Let's do something else.
Yeah.
Or no, let's just give you more billions of dollars so you can line your pockets and screw the homeless people.
Right.
But you can go on TV and say, we spent $5 billion on the homeless.
And make yourself look like a hero.
Yeah. And we did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did nothing. By the way, the problem's growing. It's
so
growing.
So we need more money.
We need more money. It's BS. It's just, it's incredible.
I know. Well, one side of the coin to the other. Now we have wine snobs upset about tariffs because their wine prices are going up.
Oh, no.
Gin and vodka aren't the only alcohols that will feel the pain of a 200% tariff on European-made products. So were your favorite bottles of Bordeaux and Chianti. Wine, which already dealt with an 8% drop in U.S. sales last year, was hit with another blow this week when President Trump threatened another round of tariffs set to go into effect in April. Francis Crichton, the CEO of the Wine and Spirits Wholesalers of America, said in a statement, the vast majority will struggle to manage these added expenses. At the end of the day, these tariffs, if implemented, won't just hurt our industry. They will directly raise prices for American consumers. Oh, no. So sad.
I've never been a big fan of Chianti.
I know. Imported wine and spirits encompass 35% of revenue in all U.S. sales in the alcohol market, meaning
no
that all aspects...
No one makes wine like Napa.
Yeah. This means
that's all we need. California makes great wines.
All aspects of cocktails and wines ordered at restaurants or purchased at retailers will rise significantly if the tariffs go into effect.
And oh, by the way, what is that one that comes from America's hat?
I don't know.
You know, the purple.
Oh,
one? Crown Royal.
Yes. Yeah, I know. It's yeah. My wife's uncle has some of that at the house, and it's like,
ew.
Yeah, I know.
Ew.
I know.
With a capital E.
Now, but here's the real scary part. If these tariffs are implemented, drinkers might have to shift their allegiance to American-made wines.
Oh.
I know.
Darn.
I'm sure some wine purists will disagree with me, but I definitely think that almost anything you can find in Europe, you can find a great equivalent here in the United States, says Alyssa Larvera, co-founder and CEO of California-based Juliet Wine.
We just get all the extra pesticides.
Yeah. One reason is America's diverse climate and soil, she said. When you have a country as big as ours with so much diversity of where we can produce wine, inevitably you're going to find pockets that match the great wine-growing regions in Europe. So calm down, wine snobs. You'll still get your fix. And you'll be buying American wines label. And supporting American workers. And
you know, I was hearing a debate with a couple of people on a podcast. I can't remember who it was, but they were talking about, do tariffs work? You know, and on their face, they really don't. That was their
argument.
Well, that's what they ended up with.
I see.
However.
Mm-hmm. However.
However. Just the threats of tariffs on a bunch of different fronts have had the desired effect. Yeah? Mexico, yep. Canada, where these people just backed off.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Oh, okay. No, sorry.
So we'll adjust things, yeah.
But, I mean, again, we have a president now that's not afraid to frickin' pull the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do that. Whether it's popular with everybody, and as we know, nothing is ever going to be popular with everybody.
No.
And it's, again, once again, we still have that loud minority that speaks the loudest and complains the loudest that you hear all about. Mm-hmm. Freaking Dems. Seriously, I keep going back to every one of those little bastards voted for not to vote for men in women's sports. Yeah. Every one of those states, you should fire every one of those senators. Mm-hmm. That is just appalling.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about the nation's newest millionaire. Ooh. Starbucks ordered to pay $50 million to delivery driver burned by hot beverage. This happened here in California. A jury in California Friday ordered Starbucks to pay $50 million in damages to a delivery driver who was severely burned by an improperly secured lid. Michael Garcia says he was picking up drinks at a drive-thru in Los Angeles when he suffered, quote, severe burns, disfigurement, and debilitating nerve damage to his genitals when the hot drinks ultimately spilled onto his lap. What happened was he was going through the drive-thru. The cups were not secured in the little tray. And when the barista handed the drinks to Garcia, they fell out, landed in his crotch.
Oh, right.
And
the window.
And
wasn't that a big thing at McDonald's years ago?
McDonald's
years ago?
Decades ago. It was in 1994.
Lowered the temperature of their coffee.
Yes. So a woman spilled hot coffee on her lap, suffered third-degree burns.
Ouch.
She was awarded $3 million. Mr. Garcia, because of inflation, gets $50 million.
That's some crazy inflation.
All right.
Starbucks says it's going to appeal. They think this ruling is ridiculous. But that's how easy it is to become a millionaire in America. Michael Garcia is not going to a food bank.
No.
This is just
and he can afford the European wine with the tariffs.
This is the kind of just insane stupidity. You know, it's funny. I have a business partner, ex-business partner. We used to go to Chevy's. Everybody remember Chevy's?
Yes. Yeah? I liked it there. Yeah, it was. Yeah. Good.
They used to have.
Used to be good.
It did.
Yeah,
they used to have a fajita platter,
mm-hmm.
and it came out on a wooden kind of plate.
Right.
Yeah.
And inside the wooden plate was a hammered. No, actually, I think it was aluminum, but it was a hammered plate that was set inside of there.
Mm-hmm.
And this waitress comes up to me and my, at the time, business partner,
mm-hmm.
and he gets fajitas, and he always got fajitas there. And they're sizzling and spitting and right. this and that. And she looks at him, and I'm sitting there, and he looks at her, and she says, "Careful. That plate's hot." And he looks at her and takes his finger and puts it
on. Oh, my gosh.
And the tip of his finger ends up on the plate, cooking on this plate.
Oh.
And I am dying. I fall off my chair laughing. I mean, literally, it's spitting and sizzling. And it's like, you know, the fact, and I thought it was funny. I had already started laughing the fact that she said it was hot. It's like, you think? And he just looks right at her and puts his finger on it.
And the finger was so calloused over, he didn't feel it? Or
no, it burnt the shit out of him.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, wow. Had he sued Chevy's, I'd have whooped his ass.
Yeah, right?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Wow.
I have hot coffee. Let me spill it on my crotch.
Okay.
Personal responsibility, people.
Yeah. Oh, all right, back after this. Greg and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com, back with our final segment. Scott, now Scott's not here. Do we have a, will you not burp into the microphone, please?
Why not?
No, that was Ziggy. Yeah, please don't do that. So Scott,
now you know
what
how I feel when people do this.
Is he growing a conscience or something?
Well, no, it's just I'm introducing the segment and I hear burp and it's like, come on.
This is a
natural,
man.
Natural function.
These kind natural of antics function. Will not get us on KGO. Of course, not that
my
will get
private
us on KGO.
Sector's working good.
I wouldn't go on KGO.
Yeah, it's well, KGO doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, okay,
so,
there you go.
Yeah. Oh, that made me sad. But anyway, we have no Scott today, so no post-game wrap-up. We do have Women Behaving Badly, Coach's Corner, Ziggy's Riffs. And
a good one for you, Brian.
Oh, good, because I have a good one for Women Behaving Badly. This happened in Connecticut. Connecticut State Police say a woman was arrested after she crashed into multiple state police cruisers and led them on a pursuit last week.
Where was this?
This is in Connecticut. State police said they observed a vehicle that did not have a front license plate and did not maintain in the lane, so she's weaving around lanes. This happened at 3 o'clock in the afternoon last Thursday. The investigation revealed that the vehicle was registered with Electra Chuli of Old Saybrook, who had an active arrest warrant from a pursuit incident a week prior. According to state police, troopers followed her.
A serial pursuer.
Yeah. So troopers followed her until she stopped at a gas station. They boxed her in because they know she has a history of being involved in pursuits. She refused to get out of the car, and they breached the rear window to drag her out. But before they could, she accelerated into a state police cruiser in front of her vehicle.
Oh, my gosh.
Then accelerated backwards and crashed into the fuel pump at the gas station.
Oh, damn.
And then she accelerated forward and crashed into another police cruiser.
Oh, wow.
And then she tried to run away. So, Electra Chuli of Old Saybrook, Connecticut, you are this week's winner of the Women Behaving Badly Award.
Say Electra?
Electra, yes.
Electra. Do you have a front license plate on your vet?
On the Corvette, yes.
You do?
Yes.
Oh. Aren't you a...
Well, it is kind of the law.
Upstanding citizen.
I know. And it's a ridiculous law. The only reason for it is because of the red light cameras and yada, yada, yada.
I don't have one on my Cybertruck.
Yeah.
I didn't have one on my...
And you're probably never going to get hassled for it. You know, that's the thing. You know, I ran my previous car. I didn't put a front plate on it, and nobody ever bothered me.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like one of those things that they might jam you up with it if they get you for speeding or something.
Pick and choose.
Yeah, but otherwise they're not going to bother you. And it's the only reason I put it on the Corvette is because there was a plate holder there anyway. It's like, okay, it looks silly to leave it blank. And anyway. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
You're just a conformist.
Well, I suppose I could have taken the front holder off because it's not
probably would have been less work.
It's not bolted through the body from what I understand. But
you just didn't want to break the law.
I probably didn't want to get my clothes dirty going under the car. Ziggy's Riffs.
You're like a man.
So Brian.
Okay. Yes.
How do you spot a blind man at a nude beach?
I don't know.
It's not hard.
Oh, I get it.
You're a ding-dong.
If Scott was here, he'd shake his head.
Yeah. All right, Coach's Corner.
This is by Keith Webb. The purpose of coaching is to close the gap between potential and performance.
All right.
That's it.
I like it.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, that is it for our show this week. Thank you for listening.
You don't have
all 10 of you. What?
I thought you had something for us.
I did do something. I did Women Behaving Badly.
Yeah. I like your motivation and stuff.
Oh, no. The
he
Brian.
Did away, he did away.
Yeah, about. Brian Drake's encouraging thoughts are done. Yeah.
Because
why?
Because the consensus was they weren't encouraging.
Well, no. It's because I liked Women Behaving Badly better.
Oh, so, there you go.
All right. Okay. All right. That's it for this week. Thank you for listening, all 10 of you. And
y'all be good to each other.
The tens of you.
Yeah. Stay curious and don't get zucks. We'll see you next week.